Oh, that's right, Tular. That my was the scientist's name. That's right, they never explained that.
That's only my login name.
Mine.
That's an alias I use at clubs. It's not really my name.
I'm a fan of pockets.
She's like a little filly. She's like a little unicorn.
Project. So,
it wants condoms.
Trojan man.
Oh, okay, you kind of sound like a gay Nazi.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
That
I am ribbed for her pleasure.
Scary shit right there.
Say my name, bitch.
In the cage.
Plot armor.
Plot armor.
Babes.
I'm riding off the rails on the crazy train.
Captain Morgan. We love you.
Guys, you know there's an end of an episode happening.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
Excuse us, but we have male stripping to talk about.
Shh, shh. Oh, no, I got. Junkie, the Babylon 5 rewatch drunk cast.
Okay, welcome everybody to the much vaunted and fabled drunk cast.
Woo! Yes, indeed.
Yeah!
We are each one drink in, starting out.
We're going to be a lot more by the end of it.
Okay, what are we all drinking today? What are we doing?
White Russians for everyone, save for I, because I have found that I am truly enjoying this Captain Morgan Black. I was going to cut it with some Coke, but no.
Captain Morgan Black, that's some decent stuff right there.
Post, Andy will put a nice big boop where you need to start your episode. Mm-hmm. So,
there'll be a verbal cue where we're going to start it so that you guys can all, and let me just explain how we're going to do this. All three of us are set up with screens and audio so that we can hear what's going on, but we're not actually going to broadcast the soundtrack of the episode. Instead,
very true.
This is more like a riff tracks, so you guys can follow along with us.
Jeez, he's even one in, he's already stumbling over words.
No, I'm
I'm skinnier than he is, and I'm a better drunk than he is.
I'm a cheap date, I'll tell you. Totally a cheap date.
I'm mildly expensive, I require at least something of high quality before I start drinking anything.
So
no rock up for me.
So
you do it.
So what we're doing is when we record this episode, we're going to be going 1, 2, 3, go, and I will put a tone or a beep or something in there that will tell you, the listener at home, when to hit the button so that you can watch the episode along with us as we hopefully crack wise and sound really funny. So we're going to do that, and that way you can hear us more or less in time with the episode. So again, we're not recording the episode soundtrack on this podcast. It's more of a riff tracks.
Also, for those who do not know what riff tracks is, if you know what Mystery Science Theater 3000 is,
oh yeah, the guys
you're
who do
already
that.
Mm-hmm. aware of what a riff tracks is. If you're not aware of either, go onto YouTube, look
it up
NFT3K, and we will gladly wait for you to come back.
Indeed.
Because this is a certain brand of humor. And I found that some people don't actually care for it.
Hmm.
It's odd.
And they find it distracting or whatever. It's kind of like me with subtitles. Like, I can't stand subtitles. All right,
let's get going.
All right.
All right, so we're doing Infection.
We are indeed.
And bear with us because, honestly, this is going to be our first time of trying to do this sort of episode. So hopefully we will be entertaining and hopefully all y'all will get something out of it, and it will hold you over until we
come back after the first of the year.
After the first of the year, when we premiere Junkgate Season 2. So, everybody got their headphones? Everybody got what they're doing?
Aye.
Okay. And, okay, ready? I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go, 1, 2, 3, and then we go.
Okay. Right,
ready?
Got it.
1, 2, 3, go, 1, 2, 3.
I'm sorry, that's not vague enough for me. Could you be less specific?
God, the 80s hair.
Oh, my Lord.
She's like a little filly. She's like a little unicorn. A little purple jacket.
Did she fart rainbows?
Only in shades.
It's like ginger.
Only in shades of purple.
No, you're added to your stir fry. It's ginger.
It's ginger. That's not her name.
Did I remember Jen? I really enjoy what's inside your pants?
Oh, dear.
Well, he's reclusive and surly.
The people deserve to know!
Oh, my God.
Wish I got nods on that.
Yeah, I lost.
Yeah, I want that. Why didn't I take that bet?
Against.
Yeah.
I should have. Gee. Nope.
Sorry, bathroom around here. I've worked myself up into a... Oh, she's there. She goes, clip-clop, clip-clop. Other way.
But they pointed out that there's bathrooms on the station.
I know, it's cool. Methane breathers. Can only imagine what the flatulence smells like.
Dude, this shit's gonna rock your world.
Yeah, is it whatever. Me, or is he sounding kind of nasally and a little bit high?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Ah, hello, Dr. Franklin.
So you want the
I've
shank or no?
It down. Come here,
hey,
Lorna.
Dr. Mallard!
Come here, Ernie! What are you... Come here!
Considering you failed every class, it's not
you. I love NCIS. Wait a minute, wrong show.
An adventure!
Adventure! The only kind of adventure
you
can
penis.
Have.
Oh my god, you're really gonna go there?
Yep, we're going there. Savor the mystery! Savor it! Mmm!
Okay.
Tastes like filet mignon!
Okay, that's it, that's it. His professor guy is gay. I'm just gonna say
oh god!
That's too funny.
We've all been there.
I didn't declare.
How do you declare independence? Oh,
I declare
crap.
That you're dead.
We had text messages.
There, turn my phone off.
All right. Maybe you shouldn't mention that
shit. You're smuggling? Ah.
And why would you say something without other armed guards there?
Protect
I mean, you moron!
Oh god, the pain! Oh. Okay, I'm dead.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, that's
oh,
the
that's
stuff.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise butt sex? I mean, really, what the hell just
Surprise,
happened there?
Surprise butt sex.
Is there just
going to
be
sex.
A gay theme among the whole
yes.
episode?
Yes. Oh god.
Mildly gay.
You got the space aids? I don't know.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considering can be better, I must say. A nightmare.
Gotta love that station.
They play three nights a week down at Eddie's.
In the cage! See, where's the bathroom?
And this guy.
Which technically weighs nothing right
the
now.
Night. I love the Star Furies. So awesome.
I do too.
Let's zoom in and get a look at our main cast.
Woo! Yay!
It's a Sagittarius. It enjoys long walks on the beach.
Wow. That's really starting to hit now. It's going to get fun.
This is going to get real fun real
quick. You know those illusions
quick.
That they made during the New Year's Eve episode? Oh, there she goes. No shirt. We're going to get there.
Ah, truly a good evening. A grand evening.
Boobs.
Thank God I have dinner already in the oven.
As every guy knows, no matter how many times you see them, no matter where they come
yes,
from.
Lando, created by J. Michael Straczynski.
Money shot of the station.
We thought
yeah.
we were doing it like everyone looking at a lump.
Okay, autopsies. Fun. It just started the other day. That explains why he was so dumb in announcing, you're a smuggler.
Looks like you're smuggling something. Oh, snarky.
Excuse me while we exchange longing
put
looks.
My top man on.
Oh, God.
You saw it and you know it. That's right. Remove the body. You want that thing spaced immediately. Wait. Hang
Take
on.
That back to med lab. I,
No.
We're
time
not, alone
no,
with that
no,
body.
No.
We're not
no,
going
no.
necrophilia here. I need to cremate that body you
I
have.
I love his jacket. I would so wear that, like, every day.
I don't know. That jacket looks kind of weird to me.
I'm a fan of pockets. I wear
you can
cargo
never have
pants
enough
all
pockets.
The time. Dun, 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 dun!
Called it! That guy.
Anatomy, huh?
Oh, dear.
What about Ikara 8?
Ikara 8 didn't get the right funding and was, it was canceled before it was,
Oh, so Firefly.
Yeah.
I don't know, they don't look too funny to me.
An energy spike.
Okay, why would it spike when you open the case? It goes, ooh, I'm awake?
Because energy got away.
Because energy got
away.
They
let it out of the fucking box, and now it's running around the station.
IPX.
Hoot, hoot, hoot.
Antonio Hall?
Vault.
Ooh. Oh!
Not anymore, it's not.
Well, it was, but then we dug this shit up.
Well, they're all dead now.
As if there was any other highly...
dead type.
They're all dead type, are you sure?
What about the Minbari?
Ooh, there's a thousand years thing.
Looks like an iPad.
Still in the box!
Still in the box.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Every nerd's dream, biotech, still in the box.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Humor me.
Seriously, put everything that his professor says through a sexual filter. It's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Every line that's out of the professor's
mouth. So what is he using, a glass dildo right now?
Yeah, put it through the scanner. Yeah, every word he says, act like it's a double entendre.
Oh, my God.
Living tissue. Technology.
I gave you my dildo.
Andy, I hate you.
Thrive in the vacuum.
Thrive in the vacuum.
Great, now we're talking about vacuums.
Eternal generation.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's our Firefly reference.
Woohoo!
Yay! Like my dick.
Oh, God.
Incredible. Edible.
Our sometimes guest host is going to have a kick out of this.
Rectal clones and rods that it's
rectal rods.
This is why we don't give you subtitles, jackass. Liar!
At the other end, yeah.
Crystal, indeed. I'm so sorry.
So he's the full Nelson right there, right now.
Oh, Jesus.
He's not a partial Nelson, he's a full Nelson.
Machines that can actually question and argue with you.
Some people say the Minbari have them.
I don't know. Jenny, I have a question for you. So if you had a dildo and it started questioning how you were using it, would you actually use it anymore?
I don't know. I might have to have a conversation with it.
That'd be a very interesting conversation, I find.
Better equipped.
Oh, Jesus.
Someone I can trust. I'm going to grab your ass now.
Well, you're down in something. Right. I can't be doing it.
Load, all right.
Oh, man, I missed one. I missed one. I was going to say Ron Jeremy after he was done finishing the names.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
We're
going to
do this again.
I don't think he did gay, though. I don't think he ever did.
Doesn't
that.
Matter. Names get in history. This is Ron Jeremy.
Give me a can of Coke.
Aye.
Yeah, and I think I need another White Russian here.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm gonna do this.
It.
I'm gonna now gaze at this this impossible machine.
Andy.
Coke.
Pop me.
Oh, we need a...
Ah, goodness.
Delicious.
Let's stare at this and...
Mostly because I need to rinse out the cup with the Coke. Oh,
lightning bolts! Unlimited power!
We blew all the budget on that. Oh. Meanwhile, the poor actor is having to flail around the set.
Flail.
Alright, so we want you to act like a dark energy force has just slammed you against the wall. Go.
This is not a LARP, Andy.
Bad touch, I need an adult.
Bad touch.
You don't know what happened to me.
Look at him.
Oh, no.
Look at him. He's looking all traumatized.
I've got space AIDS.
Space AIDS.
Space herpes. No, that, yeah, that's no, better. Space herpes. Herpes is better.
That's the,
yeah, that's the clinical term.
No, that's from Ice Pirates.
Russian, oh, and another boy. Couple ice cubes here. Let's...
Now, on CSI, they would have noticed it wasn't natural causes pretty much immediately.
They're not CSI. They're Babylon 5.
Yeah.
This is the future, not science fiction like CSI.
Oh, come on.
You look like shit, Lieutenant.
I'll just wait till the swelling goes down. Rum me, man. Rum me.
Rum ya!
Back to the second line. There we go. That's the third line.
But you had to use a Ouija board? I mean,
you
come
still
on.
Have Ouija
have
boards.
Seen that have you seen that movie? The movie's terrible.
So now we know Garibaldi has some ambition.
Well, you know, he'd need to.
A clock is what he said. Clock.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you
I told you.
And we're talking to H.G. Wells here.
H.G. Orson Welles.
Doctor, there's an invisible man in the waiting room. Tell him I can't see him.
No shit. Penis.
Jesus. We have drunk away all subtlety.
What happens then?
Patent, you moron.
I love English pronunciations. If I could have had an English accent, I would have loved it.
Oh, I'll inspire.
I kind of wonder what's in all those bottles behind him.
Well,
I mean, that's some great set decorating. Oh,
sex decorating.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, we're starting. We're getting there. Well, yeah, that's how human history works, Frank. I'm sorry, but that's how it works.
No, it's Stephen.
Stephen Franklin. Frank. Yeah.
Okay.
Stevie Frank. Frankie Steve.
Stop now.
To mount an offer.
You know, Andy, you're right.
I've seen more of this world than can't imagine. Oh, dear.
You know, Andy?
How would seven moons work? Would you have a crazy tide?
Yeah.
Well, it's a desert planet, so there would be no
desert
tide.
Desert dune. Arrakis.
Yes!
Damn, no. It's Arrakis dune desert planet. Damn it. I should know that.
I love that book.
And it will all disappear.
I have lived, yes!
It will all disappear, like tears in the rain.
My hands are just as clean. I wash them very often, thank you.
Not who, it's expedition. It's a what? It's a company.
Well, just ask the commander's girlfriend. She works for them.
And bed.
I need more soda in this. This is really strong. Wow.
Shortcuts. This is how long cuts are created. Yeah, it's fine. I'll keep my mouth shut about the Pokemon.
Fine. I'll go lay down. I'll stare at the ceiling for 6 hours. I'm not going to sleep. Clip, clap, clip, clap.
5 years
clip,
ago, I came
clap,
here.
Oh, look, clip, it's the unicorn.
Clap, clip, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clap, clip, clap, clip.
Nice little bit of background on Garibaldi there.
Alright.
So he's into some kinky stuff, Garibaldi. Okay.
Alright.
I love Garibaldi.
As long as she's doing it, I don't think he cares.
I wouldn't care either. She's pretty hot. I mean,
we haven't seen Delenn yet in this episode.
Yep.
I don't think Delenn's in this episode.
Aww.
I don't think she is either.
Oh, Delenn's God.
Hot.
What?
It's an alien testicle. Just
oh,
one.
Oh, dear.
I have a great idea.
See, some of this is what we cut out of the episode. Now, living in Cincinnati, all I can think of is bed bugs. Festival. Oh, God, no.
What are you going to do with it? What's he going to do?
I don't want to. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Bad touch hitting an adult.
Oh,
it tingles.
It's tingling. It has a warm touch.
It's tingling.
Ooh, another money shot on the station.
You know, maybe we should actually turn the lights on before I walk in here.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could walk into my
Why is it
you walk in halfway through and you just kind of go, why aren't the lights on? Oh, no shit.
You get the Medibot in the background.
Huh?
Get the Medibot in the background.
Medibot. Yeah.
No, he's only about a half Nelson right now.
Oh!
Zats.
Excuse me, I have a trilobite stuck in my chest.
He's dead.
Who the hell are they talking about? Ah.
That guy.
Wasn't he already in Med Lab, though?
Oh, yeah, he got shocked in Med Lab.
Why did they move him into Med Lab?
It was a shocking experience.
Oh, God.
Woo, woo! Franklin without his shirt on. Damn.
I look better. And I'm skinny.
Should be walking around. I don't know what I'm doing.
I got muscles.
I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
Whoa.
Thank you, Fight Club reference.
Organic artifacts we worked on.
Well, they were just...
It was huge.
It was huge, Dave. Full Nelson.
Lance Hendrickson? I didn't know he was in here.
I like him, too.
I do, too. He's an awesome guy. So he's, yeah, he's about
maybe he's
and he's
with
dealing
it.
With alien
maybe
pattern
it's
baldness.
Maybelline.
Alien pattern baldness.
Hey, Andy, if you ever had to deal with male pattern baldness, would you just shave your head? Because that'd be kind of hot.
I might consider it.
Huh. Andy bald. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can dig it.
I think
I can
most
dig
guys
it.
Could stand
fist
to be more bald.
Fist bump. Yeah. I can't feel my face.
I can't feel my face either. It's great.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun called it.
Personally
if
responsible.
If they had put it in quarantine at Proxima 3, nothing would have happened.
Is there any news of Steven's condition?
I mean, quarantine is just letting it sit there for 3 months.
Yeah, seriously.
It's already been sitting around for 1,000 years. What's the point?
I want my money now. I'm impatient.
It's another life form.
Graft. I love graft paper.
I tried to assimilate Nelson.
Who's they? It's they and the guy.
You've never
that's
seen an alien technology that's so dominant.
Protect.
So it wants condoms.
Trojan man. Oh, God, why are we going there? Why do you have me going there?
Because it's easier. Yes.
Let me back in.
Perking in the rear.
Give him a happy ending.
I mean, I'm all kinds of contrite about this and looking kind of skeezy and... Yeah.
So I
like that he's playing a bad guy. I like Ducky on NCIS. This isn't fair.
So, at face mask? What's he get? Okay.
It's
20%
more
powerful. Precisely 20% more powerful.
I'm glad we can be precise about this. Okay, now... That's nuclear blast, as I've said before, when that happens. So the amount of
why
energy...
Why against the wall, though? Wouldn't it just be charred skeletons?
No, the skeletons were ash.
Well, basically, their carbon got blasted against the wall and seared in.
Yeah, your shadows were burned into the pavement.
Ooh, I wonder if that's still there 5 years
trying
later.
Trying to, like, seal in
it
the flavor
be.
On a steak?
Ooh,
you don't
considering
that
they're creepy. Still in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Really?
Yeah, they're still there.
Americans suck. We shouldn't have done that.
Well, you can argue about it all you want. What matters is that it
kind of attack, commander.
How the hell did she get into CNC? I mean, really, the news people, and the people have a right to know.
Excuse me.
You're too young to experience that much pain.
I love Ivanova. What does
Ivanova do in her off hours?
Let's see. What does she do? She stares at herself and tries to intimidate herself.
No. Y'all don't get it.
You're too young to experience.
I really like Ivanova.
Oh, my God. Wait, guys. I think we have a Lucas. Luke, I am your queen.
Oh, no. He's grown the penis head. We can see this now. He is...
No, he is definitely Darth Bug now.
He's definitely almost Darth Bug. Yeah,
Woohoo! They got out the big guns!
He's definitely the Klingon penis now. He's bumpy all over, and he's got that
I am ribbed for her pleasure.
Oh, dear.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wayne's World, yeah, yes. Garth.
Shot.
Nice.
Fist bump. Protect. It's like, yeah, but can you say anything else?
He will eventually. Then we'll see he's a Nazi.
Yeah.
You will be protected by the Imperial race or you will be shot.
Okay, you kind of sound like a gay Nazi.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I didn't mean to break your heart.
Okay, has anyone seen Ron Jeremy doing a cover of Wrecking Ball?
Didn't mean to wreck.
Yes, I've seen that. It wasn't Ron Jeremy, it was something else.
No, Ron Jeremy does a cover, a shot-for-shot cover of Wrecking Ball.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
and
hilarious.
Actually...
Because he's so sincere about it.
Yeah.
Kind of...
It's kind of sexy.
Sad.
It's kind of sexy and sad.
And poignant and... Wow.
Oh. Serotonin,
yeah.
Yeah, serotonin.
The Akarans.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, I have to say it. I cannot feel my face. I am really pretty drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Fire up the Bosmer Collector. What the hell is that?
It's a taser!
It's a taser.
Wow, you know, I didn't think we'd actually see 1990s technology in the year, 2158? What is it?
I'm gonna have to slow down. Wow.
Could be holed up anywhere.
Oh, dear God, here we are again with the gay jokes.
If you were gay, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'd be okay.
Because
I'd say,
I'd like you anyway. Because you're queer, I'd still be here.
Because you were born that way. If you were gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I'm trying to read this book.
Nikki!
I'm not even watching the episode anymore.
What's the point?
Oh, God.
Room cleared. I need room to maneuver.
Yes.
The orgy's at 8. There's off the scale again.
How about you get a bigger scale?
You need a logarithmic scale.
Richter scale.
Yeah, that's logarithmic. Yeah.
Richter scale is awesome. I'm really glad I don't live in California. I grew up in Florida. Natural disasters were hurricanes. You get out of the way.
Yeah, you knew they were coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boom! I'm Action Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is when he was trying to still commit suicide by hero.
Ooh, it's up 90 degrees. So, wait a minute. Average temperature in Jupiter is like 70?
70 Fahrenheit, yes.
Yeah, Fahrenheit. So, an extra 90 degrees is...
That would be up to 160.
Yeah. Can that melt through a door?
Depends on what the door's made out of.
True. Bulkhead, then.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Even Celsius, 90 degrees in Celsius scale, wouldn't
be enough. Here is the Star Trek moment.
No one is pure.
Star Trek morality.
Especially
dun, dun,
not
dun.
Me.
What do books burn at?
451.
We're going to
give... Yes, Fahrenheit 451. Yes. I was the only person in school who liked that one.
That one was an interesting...
Look at my chest. I have a huge chest. I've been working out, not skipping leg day.
He needs more beeping lights if he's going to be Darth Bug.
And they even mention Nazis.
I believe in ideology. I'm an ideologist because I believe in
Greg
ideology.
Greg Klima. Yeah. Yes, I remember that guy. He was awesome. I am.
Is it all not pure?
Really
we must get
awesome.
This all done.
The car was dead.
Except for one. Because that's more of important.
No wonder it's so kinky. They don't get out much. I like these red circles. They're strangely mesmerizing.
Yeah.
And really
it's like
satisfying.
A giant cat laser.
I must attack the laser. Oh! Greetings, my name is Darth Bug.
I still prefer Darth Penis. That's just,
no.
Look at that,
Darth
look at the head
Bug.
On that thing. That's scary shit right there.
Yeah.
Protect. Yeah.
Exterminate.
Oh,
wait, hang on.
And personal.
Oh, actually, we didn't even think about that. The whole exterminate Dalek thing
the
is really appropriate
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Exterminate, exfoliate.
Exfoliate.
Only in the winter, thank you.
Exfoliate.
I went through the floor. Okay, it took it how
summer,
long to melt through a bulkhead
the
and
winter,
just drop
you
through
kind
the
of
floor?
Look like a gorilla. I mean. Wow, through the floor.
Oh, we got quiet there.
Ooh. Well, I'll blow it all right.
Oh, dear God. Now you're making the commander game?
I'm going to try to Kirk it.
Yeah. I'm going to Kirk this son of a bitch.
I'm going to Kirk it so hard it's not going to know what hit it.
My name is Commander James T. Kirk, and I, can't remember my lines.
Okay. Oh, that's right, T'Lar, that
my
was the scientist's
name.
That's right, they explained that.
That's only my
that
login
bit.
Name.
My
name. That's an alias I use at clubs. It's not really my name.
Say my name, bitch!
Ricky! Smack!
Oh, wow. Give that man a ham. He's about to chew up the scenery.
The car must be protected.
Here, we got you this honey-baked ham.
I must send the car to college and see that it has a good life.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hand.
Oh, dear God. Here we go again. Zats.
Excuse me, that does
shoot
nothing.
Shoot him a couple times. Piss him off.
And, okay, he melts through a bulkhead, but not through the commander because of plot armor.
No, because he'd been shooting a lot.
I'm still calling it plot armor, though.
Yeah, plot armor works.
Plot armor.
Plot armor?
Plot armor.
It looks
you
like plot
like
armor.
You just like saying plot, don't
it's
you?
It's extremely sturdy plot armor.
Well, you know, if you watch plenty of ecchi animes, there's a lot of plot going on.
By plot, you mean boobs?
Yeah, plot.
Okay.
Immense
they bounce,
plot.
So the boobs bounce and the nipples move independently on the boobs, but the boobs don't actually move? Yeah.
But that's still plot.
Still plot, though.
Lots of plot.
Nice big plots.
Massive plot.
From what?
No, not pure and carnier.
Yes, indeed. We must do this on the concentration camps. This will be fantastic.
How pure.
Virginal!
How virginal?
Olive oil!
What? What? Shoot me, I want to die, because all my friends are dead.
execute your primary function.
Yeah.
Scotty, beam it out.
Boom.
Boom. Warp factor 5.
I don't care. I haven't made out with my girlfriend. I really, really want to die.
You know, I've been there. That sucks.
The car lives? Oh, boxes! It's a 1 to 8 plus 2 points of damage.
We gotta Kirk this properly. Get a Gorn suit on instead.
They beat off the invaders, alright.
Look at the wide eyes on the commander. He's just all manic and not blinking and...
Deep inside, we're all the same. Don't you understand?
No, I'm not
Star Trek.
I'm not a snowflake.
God.
I am not a snowflake.
On and on and on and on, like this episode.
Okay, protecting should have been in air quotes on that one.
Protecting. Well, you know, he's not Dr. Evil. He's Sinclair. Yeah. Laser.
Yeah.
Look inside his pants.
Well, if it was see Dr. Harvey, he would have broke out into song by now.
No, he's definitely not even a tenth Nelson. At this
Look
point.
Into yeah. his mind.
Look into my eye.
Not and joining you there. See nope. Nope.
What nope. you mean to me.
Nope. A desert. A dessert? Ooh, dessert. Chocolate.
Mm. Dessert?
I want chocolate.
You know what? That sounds like a great idea. Let's go to Wendy's.
How about some creme brulee?
We have to walk because we're too drunk to drive. There is a Frisch's with
Your
the walking
distance. Your perfect world.
Hot fudge
It's
cake.
Been fucked, Ooh. Just oh. like you. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We want hot fudge cake. Wait. What? Hold on. Oh, episode. Right.
Yes. He still hasn't blinked yet.
Never go to a McDonald's at 4 in the afternoon.
Stella!
Okay, no, it's not the same. I don't get anything out of that.
Wait, Dragon Age?
Ooh, the Centauri also refer to the Great Maker. Nice. Yeah.
Madness. I'm riding off the rails on the crazy train. Oh.
Great, now I have Ozzy in my head.
Is that
Which is the, great because I kind of sound like him because I know I'm slurring my words.
It's Ozzy, everyone. It's Ozzy.
My balls.
And he ripped out one the thing. Ball. Yeah.
That's what you get, tick.
Oh no, bed bugs.
Thud.
Take it from us, guys. Scherzinger.
I'm sure this
you know,
look cooler
if we were
going to
get a naked shot of this guy, could we at least get his butt? I mean, really?
You are really well, into the A-play, full... aren't you?
No, he's back to being a full Nelson again.
A little bit.
Okay.
No, but I mean, Resting. Nelson has Good. A built guy. I mean, I'd like to have seen his butt.
It's a Nelson's effect.
You know, I actually did
dildo.
See Magic Mike.
It's part I made for a stimulation.
Emily requested we watch Magic Mike. We did. You want
I
the best
have
parts
no
of it?
I have no idea what Magic Mike is.
It's about male strippers.
Ooh.
You know what the best part about that movie is?
What?
The stripping.
Okay.
Everyone else about it? Skipple. You can skip the rest of it and the movie's
you know,
okay.
With a bunch of friends and I, we once watched a Star Trek.
Guys, you know there's an end of an episode happening.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
Excuse us, but we have male stripping to talk about.
Sick fans, why?
Because money.
Because I'm British, and they always cast British people as the bad guys.
What?
It's not my fault I have this accent, or
you
that
know,
I'm into kinky shit.
He's actually kind of cute.
I think it's that evil genius idea that you've
yeah.
got, you know?
Organic
that,
weapons.
Or when I'm really drunk, I think everybody's really cute.
Hi.
Oh, dear.
How you doing?
Everybody's cute.
Everybody
cute.
Is cute.
Cute.
And you're cute, too.
In an annoying sort of way.
Didn't
but
Lando
in purple,
I am stunning.
I smell my drink.
He has matched with his ancestors.
He's become one with
the universe. He's passed out.
That too.
You know, we're not going to get through a second watch of this.
No, we're not. One's enough.
We can work all this out.
You want to know how? We can kill independent expeditions and take their bank account, and then have millions.
All you have to do, Steven, is bend over. All that money.
$100.
$100 million.
$100 billion.
Dun dun dun.
It's time for
I am a man of morals.
Morals.
Damn it, Stephen.
Stefan.
I thought we had something together.
What are all those late nights while researching?
Why are you rubbing your tummy?
Because it's big. It's wonderful.
Oh, God. We're not going to get through a second watching of this.
Why not? This is fun.
It's only fun because you're drunk, come. Too.
Glad you asked, Commander.
You look better. I've had a hell of a weekend, Garibaldi.
You were a dumbass segment of the episode.
I've taken a Klingon penis where no man has gone before.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
I was counting it. I don't want you to die.
Because
I love you.
Oh, you wish.
This is going to a scene, oh my wouldn't it? Goodness. This is porno world. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's kind of getting close and kind of lean in. Stop each other. You know? Tease.
Changed. They were different somehow.
Well, that guy turned into Marilyn Monroe. That was a lot, but, you know.
A co-worker of mine now wants to be called Becky. A blaze of glory hole.
Glory!
A blaze of glory holes.
Wow.
Well, you know, dying ends, eventually.
Not unless they get the space herpes, then.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I loved Ice Pirates' movie.
I thought it was, like, the most naughty thing
ever. Ice and it Pirates. Was fantastic.
Ice Pirates
was, like, goofy and stupid and hilarious.
Blank here.
Who was the female lead in that?
I don't know. She was cute, though.
Yeah, I kind of had a crush.
That's all that matters now. I gotta find this.
We all had crushes.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie Zimbalist, that was it.
I think maybe I should, though. Come here, Garibaldi.
No, no.
Give me a
thank
smooch.
You.
Wow. Money shot.
You seem troubled. But you don't have a conical meatloaf being served to you, so that's a problem.
Yeah, that is I would find that to be a bonus, considering the day he's had with the doctor.
Thank God my glass is empty.
Let's change that, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, I have more non-alcoholic soda.
Oh, I forgot there was... They reference Home Guard here.
Yes.
I forgot that.
They really keep the loops going.
Yeah.
You know, loops are probably not what I need at the moment. I'm just... flat out saying that now. No loops.
But remember the past of the condemned to repeat it.
Because we're assholes and we want stuff.
Trust me,
can't
I have
get
a
my
beard.
Tongue. So I just kind of licked the screen here. No, I can feel you. I can feel you touching me on the face.
Oh, they also reference the fact that Susan likes getting drunk with the rest of the aliens. That comes in important later, too.
Well, considering that she gets slammed with Londo.
Hover cams. Drones.
Do you enjoy anal sex?
Is it worth it? Should we just pull out? Forget the whole thing?
Because we shouldn't be leaving to the gay club when we've got a family at home. You know?
I actually like this part right here. This is pure JMS.
Sex is amazing.
Ooh, I agree.
Or a million years. There's the million years again.
Ooh! We will see those timelines later.
That's true. That's awesome.
That's important. Andy, you know, fist bump.
For a terrible episode, this is actually turning out to be pretty interesting.
About to an Einstein.
Erilyn
on row. That will be my next D&D character.
Yeah.
And she will totally not be a bard. Absolutely not.
Unless we go to the stars.
Stars.
Find interesting aliens.
Thank you,
them.
Douglas Nitter, MJ, Michael J. Susie, George Johnson, whoever the hell you are. Woo!
And always remember, when you're going
there. We're going to try and do this again.
When you're going to the stars.
Oh, God.
We're going to do the trek.
Ready, Andy, hit pause.
Hey, Jacobelli, huh?
Well, all right. Now, here's the thing, everyone.
One, two, three.
Pause. Here's the thing, everyone. When you're going to the stars, we meet interesting beings, and we kirk them, which means either we punch them in the face or have sex with their women. Either one.
Or we convince them to kill themselves.
Because
that's the other thing Kirk is known for.
James T. Kirk.
Is telling aliens to kill themselves.
And they do it.
You do not know what you're doing. You are logical. Execute your primary function. But I must. But I cannot. But I must. Boom.
Because logic makes things explode.
Yeah, seriously. And I'm okay. That episode was just as silly bad as I remember it being. And I think we're all pretty hammered right now.
Mildly.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I'm pretty. So what did everybody think of it now while drinking drunk? I like making sexual references, because this is like the one episode we could just kind of be balls-free and just say whatever we want to say.
Excuse me,
I'm
but
so
my
drunk
balls...
that kissing Nick seems like a good idea, so I'm not going to do it.
You shouldn't kiss Nick. It's a bad idea to kiss Nick. Beards entangled. And there
our beards made love with each other.
It was
all right,
bad.
Give me your cheek.
We didn't actually...
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. That was
it. I satisfied that.
That did it.
Ginny loves everyone. Just so everyone knows out there, if Ginny's drunk, she loves you.
The only reason I'm still wearing a shirt is it's a Babylon 5 shirt. Fuck yeah, I'm awesome.
It is indeed
a Babylon.
And you
take a picture, post it on the thing.
I'm going to take pictures.
Take a picture on your thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm taking a picture on the thing. I got the thing.
Get your phone.
I will get a picture. Okay.
I will. Apparently, phone. Andy is so drunk he cannot hold his phone,
you have remarkably smooth skin.
This is why, like, girls who go to clubs wearing only a mini dress and heels drop their phone.
Shwa-bam.
I don't even know.
You know what I've got right here?
Okay, hang on.
Are
camera
we
going to
try and do this again for another round?
I don't think
and
we
then,
are.
Okay,
no.
And then we got picture of Ginny. Okay, smile.
Oh, okay. We got too much of a flash.
Bam. And a picture of Nick here.
Okay.
Too much of a flat. Hello, my sweet.
Okay, how are you? And another picture. And they get a picture of me.
Yes, I indeed. Photography here.
And they might not like
so
am I
sexy.
Gorgeous? Am I gorgeous? I'm gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
You're not.
That's really
I am
awesome.
Glad I am part of this, but I am so blurry. Do it again. I'm so blurry.
Do it again. I will do it to you again.
My goodness, I hit the bottles.
I will take pictures of you again. Hang on.
Hold on, Fabio.
Yes. Fabio, okay. hang on. Let me
you
get
know,
you Fabio
I think this
in
is
going to
be the first pictures we post on. All
right. Boom. Okay, I got a picture.
These are going to be the first pictures of us on the Babylon 5 Rewatch podcast blog.
When we are drunk and at our absolute best. Looking and feeling our
Madam,
absolute best.
Madam, you still need to fill out who you are on the checklist.
I know.
Checklist
I hate
character
filling
list.
Out.
We'll just call you the Ginny.
That's true.
She's
like Ginny has nothing on there. She's a cipher.
I
no one
do
knows
that.
Anything about her.
Thank you all for sticking with us through our increasing amounts of inebriation and less relevance to this to the episode.
No, we got to go through the episode.
You
know, we got to do
truly
an episode.
Truly, I have found that the minest part about this is the fact that my glass gets empty.
You have found enlightenment in the bottom of your leaded glass.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously,
yes.
Nick got this great deal. Listen to this. Wait. Ready? Okay. You got to hold it up next to the microphone, and then we can hear it. Ready?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, Macy's sale.
That's
wow.
That's an awesome crystal right there.
$16
okay, everybody,
for four.
I propose a toast here.
Thank goodness the in-laws
glasses,
have the baby.
Everyone's glasses. If everyone has,
you found it.
I propose a toast to a successful end and a happy new year to everybody who has
thank
one.
You.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't judge us too harshly.
Clink too harshly.
Thank you.
This is the drunk cast we're doing, and
we are totally wasted because I'm a cheap date.
I
Need more rum.
Yes.
More? Where's all the rum gone?
The rum is here.
I don't know where the rum is
gone. That is the rum.
The rum.
Ooh. That's delicious rum, and it was found in the...
I really need
put
to...
put more rum in my glass to give me less rum.
I need to draw Boba Fett on here and have Boba Fett's black spaced rum.
You pause the screen on Dorian Vernachio, Deborah Raymond, Barbara Cole,
Nancy
Fallas, and Jason Howard.
It's Felicio. Nancy S. Felicio.
No. Fallas.
It is. And the Leadman is Jason Howard. I don't know why. I guess
so
maybe he's got lead
thank
poison.
Thank you, all of you, for putting together Babylon 5. We appreciate you. And
yes, all of the people.
The property master, Deborah Cole. Thank you. Nancy S. Phallus, we thank you for your set direction and your contributions
and
to the
and Brewis and Kim Holly.
Phallus,
Mary Kay.
Oh, okay.
I hear she sells makeup.
And Bryce,
yeah, she's a makeup
designer.
Artist. Her name is
Mary Kay.
Morris. She's a makeup artist.
Kim Holly is the costume supervisor. Mike Michaels is the hairstylist. Hallie McLean is the script supervisor. Hit space for our gay guest next people.
This show. His success is because of Phallus and Mary Kay.
Oh, give us the next set of names, hon.
Next set of names.
Our set director.
Keep it going.
Next
our set
names.
Director, Erasmus
Andy,
the Dragon.
Do the thing.
Do the thing. We got it. No, there we go.
We got Yael Gordon the camera
operator. Peter B. Kowalski.
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 I heard
Marshall
you work at a case
Adams
in Uptown.
Is the gaffer. What the fuck is a gaffer?
They hold the microphone.
Rick B. Sterbling is the key grip. John Steers is special effects coordinator.
Can you hold on to the key?
Is the stunt coordinator.
Can
you
hold the key? Yes.
Patrick Mitchell is a sound mixer. You went too far.
Stern Lister is the assistant
you
editor.
You went too far. We missed
no,
three
I
names.
We saw We watched the the blooper
no,
reel.
No, we have
beforehand.
Peter Kowalski.
No,
we got that.
We got
next
that
time.
One already. Next
okay, pause it.
The sound mixer.
John Johnson, sound
John
design. Terry O'Brien,
no,
Todd O'Dore is the recording mixers. Aaron Hohen and sound
we have to remember
supervisor.
And there's too many vowels in that name.
Remember. Sound designer is John Johnson, MPSE.
What does MPSE stand for?
Multiple personalities super erroneous.
I don't know. Somebody needs to look that up.
My penis is sexually extraordinary.
Well, wow, I'm not even going to go near to that one.
I don't know, but mine's pretty nice.
Because sound supervisor is Aaron Hoyen. I'm not even sure if that's a real last name.
Hoen.
I think that's
don't you
an
play
acronym.
Don't you play Pokemon? It's Hoen.
I don't play Pokemon. I'm too old for Pokemon. I wish I was.
There's no such thing as too old for Pokemon.
We have Kevin Kuchner. How do you say that name?
Kuchever. Susan Norkin as post-production coordinator.
And we have a Sternlicht as our editor.
I don't even know what's next.
Chris Connor, production coordinator. Oberman, Tilov, and Miller
Limited. As opposed to,
services,
you know, expensive
production
accounting.
Accountant Sarah Fisher. Rebecca Langenfield,
script coordination? There isn't any coordination in this
executive
script.
Executive producer script. Assistant Tracy Esparza. Production assistant Kelsey Klein. Oh, we know a Kelsey. She's kind of cool.
She
yeah,
is.
Kelsey's awesome.
Filmed with a Panavision camera. A.
Woohoo!
Color by Pacific Film Laboratories. Because, you know, we can't just make color. We have
now, they
to,
did actually do
we gotta
Dolby
take it
Surround.
To the lab.
This series is notable for the fact that they actually did Dolby Surround and widescreen when they were like the first series to do that, and now it's like standard. And they were
wide
the first series
screen.
To do that.
Wow.
Because he knew what was coming. He knew
are we
HD
actually gonna try and do this again?
No.
No, I'm just pointing it out.
We gotta point happened. All this out.
But I think we had a successful drunk cast. Maybe we were funny. Maybe
successful?
We were just stupid.
I don't know.
I have no idea because I'm probably not going to remember much of this.
I'm judging.
I'm drunk right now.
Andy's a lightweight, as we've said before. I need more rum. Rum
had,
and
this
tonic.
Is the
what
remains.
Yes.
Yeah.
This right here is the remains of my White Russian.
I've had four really strong drinks and I am completely wasted. Thank goodness
knockered.
The in-laws have the baby. Don't be worried. We are being responsible parents.
The baby is in good hands, yes. The
responsibility.
Is here.
Something you don't see in many drunks, but...
Yeah, we are no way you can take care of a small child while being sloshed. So
oh,
the baby
there
is
could
else.
Be a possible way. It's called baby's teething. Get some liquor.
You
there
know,
you
he
go.
Started teething gin. Last night.
And remember, gin makes babies sleepy.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And Mozart but makes me be smarter.
I think we had more fun than we were allowed to have on the drunk cast here.
Just like, a slight bit.
Maybe we're just stupid and everyone thinks that we're stupid and we're not going to listen to this stupid podcast.
How
anymore.
Dare we listen to this podcast? It's nowhere near our level of professional, ethic-driven podcasting that we come to expect from every other podcaster out there.
Yeah.
How dare they imbibe? How dare they continue with their... I can't keep going.
This podcast was brought to you by Bombay Sapphire.
Absolute, Captain Morgan's Black Spiced Rum.
Absolute Vodka. Kahlua.
And half and half
from Aldi.
Jungle Gems, technically.
Oh, Jungle
yes,
Gems.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. It is technically a Ritter. So.
And Coca-Cola, which is, you know, the...
Which
is
what I would have added to my Captain Morgan, but it was just so
it
delicious.
Was just so delicious and too good, so
I
we couldn't
do it.
I'm okay with that, though, because, I mean, that rum is pretty exceptional. So anyway, everyone, thank you so much for joining us for the Drunk Cast.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
Love you all. Everybody, we love you all. You're awesome.
And let's come back for season two.
Woo!
Season two. Coming back in a couple of weeks. We will begin the season two and
we will be much more sober than we are now.
We'll be sober as judges.
We apologize.
That's three glasses of vodka.
I am a beast.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of time. I had to figure out what's going on in our gaming session today, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes we record like on odd days, but sometimes we record before our gaming sessions on Sunday, and Nick is our DM right now. So sometimes I do the duty, sometimes Nick does the duty, but he's our DM at the
duty.
Moment. So you wonder why we keep making gaming references all the time? Is because...
We're getting set.
Is because that's on our mind a lot, is the gaming, so that's what
you
we
know,
do.
You know, I'm pretty sure most of this, thank God, is going to get edited out.
I don't know.
No, Andy...
So we're about an hour right now.
Andy, do not...
It's going to sound funnier when we're sober.
Do not edit this at all. And I honestly feel myself getting more sober. I need to stop this now.
No, this is a stream of consciousness...
I lost the cap.
Podcast.
I'll get it.
This is where we're actually.
Where the fuck did it go? You know what
I dropped
means?
The ice too.
Oh no!
You know what this means?
What?
We have to finish the rum. Don't put it back in there.
We'll know where all
I
the
ain't
rum.
Putting it back in there.
So we'll know where all the rum is gone. Okay.
Well, we got people coming over anyway. So why the hell not?
It's true. So anyway, thank you all so very much for joining us here for the Drunk Cast. We love you all, and we think you're amazing, and thank you for joining us.
And that's not just the liquor talking.
No, we're quite grateful for everyone who's listened to us throughout the year. And we wish everybody a happy holiday season, or Merry Christmas, or whatever you do. And
Happy Festivus!
Happy Kwanzaabot!
Kwanzaabot.
It's Kwanzaabot from Futurama. He actually passes out books to everyone going, what
Fist
the heck
bump.
Is Kwanzaa in the first place?
Fist pump. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Futurama. We love you. Andy, please, dear God,
stop
the recording.
Stop
we don't
recording.
Need this anymore.
But thank you all so much for joining us.
We are not
going
to get through to the time of this.
We will see you again. We will see you again after the first of the year with season two of Jumpgate.
Woo! Season two!
All right, bye now.
Thanks for joining us for Jumpgate, the Babylon 5 Rewatch Podcast. You can contact us at theb5rewatch@gmail.com or check out our show notes and reference links at www.jumpgateblog.wordpress.com. Jumpgate is produced bi-monthly, and you can find us on iTunes or listen directly at www.jumpgate.automatic.com.
I was going to get Stolochnia.
Stolochnia, that's a great... I just like saying names. Stolochnia.